Man, how many of you find this time of year real stressful? Yeah, I mean, just alone election day, when everybody was off, most of the people was off, I was driving in town and like, man, the traffic is already starting. You know, and it's like, it can be like, oh. And so it's a very time of year that we can really lose our focus, get stressed out, get angry, all kinds of stuff can happen. And if we don't plan accordingly, it can be even worse. You know, Thanksgiving, I had my two girls, and I had some extra girls at my house because we were watching some children. And I was planning the meals, and we were cooking. And then after, we had a Thanksgiving lunch. And after lunch, you know, all your children disappear because they go to their boyfriend's house for dinner. So it was me, my wife, and three girls that we were watching. And, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, it's a family time, but we already did our family time, so the girl said, let's go see Moana. It's like, you kidding? Who goes to the movie on Thanksgiving Day? I find out everybody does. But I thank God for my wife, because she goes on her computer, she buys the tickets online, and the three young girls said, we got to leave at 2 o'clock. I think the movie doesn't start till 4:30. We got to leave at 2 o'clock. So I think, okay, well, we'll leave at 3. So we get there at 3:30, and we're like the second people in line. You ever go to a movie that's really popular, and you get there late, and you're the one standing in the front, and everybody's looking at you because you're trying to find a seat? You ever did that? And man, kind of stressful, yeah? Because you're in the front of the theater, and everybody's looking at you. Look, they're looking for one seat. Oh, this is taken, that is taken. That's how I feel, you know, when I'm up here every week, man. I feel like I'm in the front of the theater, and everybody's looking at me because everybody is. Oof. That's stressful enough. That's why, good thing you can see, I'm wearing black. You cannot see the sweat marks. You know, sometimes my wife gives me light-colored clothes, but I cannot wear this on Sunday, sorry, because I'm going to be more stressed out. But, so we go there early, we get a good seat, no worries. We're situated. We got our seats set out. Then you go to the concession and buy your food because we planned it out. Well, not we. My wife planned it out well. My wife and the girls planned it out well. So we didn't have to stress out. We just had to sit down in line. But you notice nowadays, waiting in line is not that bad if you have one of those smartphones, because you can wait in line and spend money by shopping. Terrible, yeah? And it's like you can shop wherever you are. You can, you know, when you're waiting for the doctor, you can do things because you have a smartphone. And it's like waiting is not that bad nowadays. You know, part of the holiday season includes planning. And I believe it's like the busiest season of the year has begun. It's in full swing. And if we don't plan right, then we can be very, very miserable. I mean, if you know that you have a place to be and you have 10 minutes to get there and you leave with that time, not planning the traffic and the extra things going on, well, you'd be stressing out and you'd be in traffic. You'd be, you know what, when you're in a rush, don't you notice you're always stuck behind the slowest guys? Why is that, yeah? I think God's trying to tell us something. It's like, leave earlier. And so I've been trying to do that. You know, when I gotta go and do things, I try to leave earlier so that when I get stuck in traffic, I'm not looking at my watch. It's like, hurry up, hurry up. Why are you driving so slow? I mean, what part of slower traffic keep right don't you understand? How many of you go through that? How many of you doing that in the left lane, driving slow? It's like, you know, when it comes down to planning and our attitude, one of the things I like to address is the road rage. And you know what? From now to December 25th, don't count on it getting any better. Understand that? We understand that. It's going to get worse, right? So if you need to get to church at 9 o'clock, what time are you going to leave?
Six.
Six. Ding, 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 ding. Correct. You guys can stone Frank after church, out the back. But that's true. So this morning, instead of getting up at 5 to come here at 5:20, I got up at 4:30. And Pastor Aaron was already here, gate open. He's like, oh, you earlier? Yeah, excited. Actually, I had to go to the office because I forgot something. Bad planning. But yeah, so the traffic is not going to get any better between now and Christmas. The lines are not going to get shorter between now and Christmas. So plan accordingly. That way, you don't stress out. Here's the thing. Number one, anger doesn't please God. You know when I'm in the back of somebody and I call them names? You think God's happy when I call them dummy or, you know, other things that I would not say when I'm around people? I only say donkey when I'm in my car by myself, if you know what a donkey in the Bible. In fact, if you read the King James, you know what they say instead of donkey. But when I do that and I'm reminded that God says, you know, they're created in my image. And you just called them dummy. Or lolo. You know, and it's like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. But I sometimes, you know why that happens? Because I don't leave extra early and anticipate the traffic. So I get frustrated because I'm stuck in traffic and I'm going to be late. And I don't like to be late. So, if I leave early enough, and I'm stuck in traffic, no big deal, right? I'm going to get there with plenty of time because I planned accordingly. And all that does is make me angry, and anger doesn't please God. James 1:19 and 20. You know this, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Don't you kind of like, look at that. Be quick to hear, quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Sometimes we just got that backwards. We are quick to speak and quick to get angry. But the Bible says we need to be slow in getting angry. And instead of blaming God when we're under our trials and getting mad for the cause of our trials, we need to open our eyes and ears to what God is trying to teach us when we're stuck behind the slowest car, driving 35 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone. We need to ask God, why am I always in the back of the longest line? Why am I in back of the lady with 20 items in express line? Why am I in a bad? What's going on? What have I got to learn, Lord? And my wife told me this the other day. You know, you always see these things in traffic because you're always looking at them. Look at the good stuff. I was like, oh, bang, yeah, you're right, honey. Open my eyes. Sometimes we just need that person next to us to tell us that. You know why you see these? Because you look for them. Look for the good. Look at the people who stop at the red light, not the ones who go through the red light. Because I always see the guys who go through the red light. Right? Don't you notice that? But I look at it like, wow, look, they stopped at the red light. Yay! And then you see the guys just driving down the la 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 la, the ambulance right behind them, and they la 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 la. That might be me. Better watch out. But I notice the bad things because I look for them and I need to stop that. My wife told me that and she was so right. Yeah. It's better to be early than late. You know, sometimes we say, oh, but it's on Hawaiian time. But you know what? Being early is not bad. So, you know, sometimes I am really early. So what do? I always like to carry something that I can read or something I can listen to that'll benefit me spiritually. So when I'm early, I have something to read Or if I'm in traffic, I have something to listen to. When it comes to shopping, plan ahead. You know, if you plan ahead, take this tip. Buy a couple of extra boxes of cookies and candies just in case you forget to get a gift. And if you don't get to use them, then you get to eat them. Right? So buy something you like. Don't go buying a fruitcake as an extra gift. Right? And don't go buying an extra bottle of scotch for an extra gift because you might end up drinking it. And you better watch out when you do that because you might get all wobbly and we don't want that happening here. And make sure you plan. Right? Make sure you stay within your budget because come January, you don't want to stress out when your credit card bill comes and have to borrow money to pay it off. But the most important thing about this season and the busyness of it is, hey, don't leave God out of this season because it is all about Him. Amen? Who can you share this greatest gift with? This season shouldn't be about us. You know, like when we were children, it was about what would I get for Christmas. It's about me. But this season shouldn't be about me, but it should be about others. Amen? What can we do for others? How can we reach others? How can we share Jesus with others? You know, what can I do to reach out to my neighbors, to my family, to my friends? How can I share this gift, this great gift of Jesus with others? Here's number two. Remember the season. Man, this is a great, great, great time of year. I mean, we celebrate the birth of our Savior. And it is a big deal. It is a big, big, big deal. In Luke 2, 10, 11, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people, not just some. For today, in the city of David, there is born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." This morning in Bible study, we were learning about why we need a Savior. Because we were all born with this sin nature. And the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And Jesus Christ is our Savior. He came to save us from our sins. These angels, they were bringing a message of comfort. The shepherds were told, "No, do not be afraid." I was going to say, "No, scared." But do not be afraid. The message of a Savior was born. It was good news because before this, there was silence. 400 years of silence. Man, could you imagine a week of silent treatment from your spouse? These guys had 400 years of silent treatment from God. And finally, something happened. Man, this should have been, they must have been joyful. And as us, as we get to celebrate this season, man, we should just imagine, we were all doomed to die, just die. And Christ came to take all of our sin on His shoulders so that you and I could be made right with God. And think about that. We were all on death row. But Jesus came and took that on His shoulders. He said, "I will take that from you so that you can have life." And if that doesn't bring you joy, then, man, we need to lay some hands on you after service and pray for you. Because that's for me. Yeah, hallelujah, I'm saved by faith through grace. Amen? Isaiah 9:6, and he wrote this long before Christ was born. "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Years before Jesus was born, Isaiah the prophet wrote this in his book. In a time of great darkness, God promised the people that he would send a light who would shine for everyone to see. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. And this message was fulfilled in the birth of Jesus Christ and the establishment of his eternal kingdom. He came to deliver us from the oppression, from us being slaves to sin. Man, that is good news. Man, sometimes you watch the news on TV and it's just bad. Bad, somebody got killed here, somebody got robbed there. This new disease they found, some war is breaking out. Syrians are being bombed. ISIS is doing this. It's just bad. If you want good news, go read the Bible, the Gospels. Amen. And number three, spread the good news. Because if we really understand the season, we understand our role, we understand what we need to do, we'll be more focused on Christ and less focused on us. Less stressed out. And you know, when I talk about remembering the season, remember that where you belong on Sundays, remember your Bible studies, remember to do your devotions. Remember, there are people out there who are at the end of their rope. They're feeling desperate. They're feeling hopeless. They're lonely. They're dying. They're not sure where their next meal is or where they're going to be in a few weeks. And they're looking for something to grab onto. And I believe most of you here know it. You know what having a relationship with Jesus Christ is like. You know the cure for death, right? Because if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You know that. And if you can get other people to know that, then they too will be saved. Man, you could imagine sharing with somebody this good news, and this Christmas they would ask Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. And by you sharing that gift with them, I can tell you what, you will be just as blessed as them. If you ever led someone to Christ, you know the feeling. Man, you'll be walking on cloud nine. You'll be so excited for what they have done. And God would have used you to share this good news with him. Romans 10:14. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? So you notice that him is capital H, talking about Jesus. How would they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? Turn to the person next to you and say, you are a preacher. How would they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news of good things. Man, say to your neighbor, you got beautiful feet. Yeah, right. You got beautiful feet. They may not smell good, but they're beautiful. This season we're in, it shouldn't be a time when we stress out, oh, I gotta cook this, I gotta cook that, I gotta buy this grab bag. How am I gonna find a good grab bag for under $5? You know, I gotta get this for this person. And we stress out because we think we gotta find the perfect gift for everyone. You don't need to. And if you think you need to get a gift for someone, then man, change your attitude. Because if you want to get for a gift for someone, then you got to say, I get to get a gift for someone. This is the season to share that you have the cure to death. You have the cure to cancer, diabetes, depression, loneliness. Because Christ can do this for everyone. Maybe not physically, but when you receive Christ and you die, you get a new body. You're cured of every sickness there is in this world. Christ can do this for you, your family, your friends, your co-workers, your acquaintances. You have it in you. You have the power by the Holy Spirit to help others find hope. How's that? God is equipping you to go and bring the good news to people. God wants us in this season to think more about others and less about ourselves. How many times you go into the store? If you went into Target or Walmart or one of Sears, and you seen a 60-inch flat screen TV for $50, and they had an endless supply, how many of your friends would you call? And if you didn't call them, and later on they found out that you knew, wow, how would you feel? Like, wow, whenever you tell me, had one flat screen, one 60-inch flat screen for $50. What kind of friend are you? Right? And then, think about that. Now, people will die, and they will stand before God. And if they didn't know God, they would think like, wow, Scott, why not? All my life I hung around you. You never once told me about this God. Now I'm dying and I'm doomed. Eternal separation from God. Wow. Heavy duty, man. How many people will die and say like, wow, they never told me. Maybe we did, but they wasn't listening. But what about those who are listening that we don't tell? You know, how many people around us we can share the greatest news of all? But we don't. And what if they die and they found out we had the answer? We had the answer for their salvation. But we... Sorry, it's kind of a heavy thing, but man, God wants us to do this. It's like, I think as a Christian, it's our responsibility to do that. If they found out that you had the key to eternal life and we didn't share it, man, I would hate to stand before God one day and God tell me, man, you know so-and-so? They were living right next to you and they died and I wanted you to go and share, but you were too busy. Oh, I'd hate that for me to happen to me. And you know, there might have been people who I came across and I failed to share. Man, I just got to repent and ask God, man, give me opportunities. Amen. Because Christmas needs to be all about Christ. Amen? You agree? Yeah? Is it Christmas is all about me? No, it's not. It's not about how much tools I can get because I have enough. It's not about how much cars I can have because I only can drive one at a time. Right? It's not about having 20 fishing poles because in reality, I use one fishing pole at a time. And if I use more than that, it's not fishing, it's work. Right? And imagine when you get two fishing poles out, and I've been with Tom when he had two fishing poles out and two fishing poles bite. And I watch him stress out trying to figure out how we can catch two fish at one time. And he real graciously includes me. Here, you can reel up one since I'm not catching nothing. And, you know, thank you for that. But, man, imagine, I see some guys, they go fishing and they throw five poles out. And I think, like, that's not fishing. That's not relaxing. That's work. And it's like reality. Like, I have, like, four fishing poles. And I use one at a time. That's it. That's good enough for me. The other three is backup in case I reach back like this and I cast my pole in the water. You know, because I've been with friends who reach back, they hook their pole, and when they cast, the whole fishing pole in the back goes flying in the water. No laugh because the guy's in our church. I don't like saying names because it happens to the best of us. But, you know, remember the season. Don't stress out. Let the joy of the greatest gift of all fill our hearts. Let people see it in you. When you're in the back of the longest line and you stay happy, they're going to look at you like, what's up with you? Yeah, because you have Jesus. You have the greatest gift in your heart. And you have that gift. Share it with others. Remember what this season is all about. It's all about the birth of our Savior. And yes, on Christmas morning, Sunday, we will be having church. What a great time to celebrate the birth of Christ here in church together than on Christmas Day. Amen? And if you said amen, I hope to see you here. We do have Christmas Eve service and Christmas Day. So knowing our worship team, most of the stuff is going to stay out. We're going to pray that God protects it. And we're going to come back on Christmas morning, celebrate Jesus. Amen? I want to ask the worship team to come back up. Maybe you are here for the first time. Maybe you've been here. Maybe you need to receive this greatest gift of all. Because it's hard to share this great gift if you have not received it yourself. So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads, close your eyes, just out of respect for those. And I want you to pray this prayer with me. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins. And I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that during this season, Lord, that we would plan accordingly so that we not get angry, because I know anger does not please you. Because when we get angry, we do and say things that you're not happy with. And I pray that we would remember that this time of year, this season, in fact, all year round, it is all about you and not about us. And Lord, I pray that you would put people in our path that we could share this great news with. People who need to hear about hope and what you have done for each and every one of us. So Lord, we thank you. I pray that as we go on, you would equip us, that you would give us the words to say and even not to say. That we wouldn't have to say things, but we would live it out. That people would see it. And they would see it in our lives. So Lord, equip us to do this. Not just this season, but for the rest of our lives. We love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.